The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good evening on KCNR. This is North State Now with Linda Bott. How are you tonight? We're live here, and there's a good chance I'm not going to rerun this show because we're going to be talking about, it's going to be First Friday tomorrow night here in August, here down in downtown Reading and all the wonderful shops and stores. And so I want to talk to you about one of my favorite places where I go to as we start the program. I wanted to do a shout out for Organic Pilates, and the store in front is called Harmony. Now that block of stores that's over there are going to be doing some special features tomorrow night. They have a new brewery where they're going to be doing beer tasting. It doesn't that really kind of funny? I guess if you're going to be doing Pilates and you drink beer, you want it to be organic, right? And then there's, the coffee, and there's pottery, and there's a book. I just went to the book nook on the corner that's moved from the downtown area over into that area as well there off of California. Beautiful little area as well. So downtown tomorrow night is First Friday. Again, this is Linda Bott. It's the 6th. You know, yesterday was Carl's birthday, and so it was a big shindig that was held by all, and we had a full-on day. So happy birthday, darling. If you're listening, of course, we celebrate all year long that we are so blessed. Again, North State Now here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. We always love to cover our community. And my mission for my show is I love to cover theater, arts, what's happening in town, food, music. And tonight I've got a couple, two very special ladies with me in the first half hour and the second half hour, bringing back somebody who you know her name very well, Nancy Sutton Pierce, who has a new book out, new programs that you want to hear about. She'll be here at the 6:30 hour. But first of all, please let me welcome to the show Debbie Comente as well as Helen Melendez Vela. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And we're going to be talking about something I'm really inspired once again, because they're doing some wonderful new things, and that's the YMCA. So we talk about there's new programs that are coming up, and that they're very much involved with that. I took a tour the other day. I was very excited about it because it was emotional for me, Debbie.
It was, and I saw it in you, which was always heartwarming, I think, because most people don't realize all that we have beyond the swim and gym.
Yeah.
And once they witness that, it is kind of emotional.
Well,
some
I've
of
never
the programs.
Heard that. I don't heard that swim and gym. I kind of think that's something you should have in a T-shirt. I swim and gym. I like that. So anyway, because we talked about, you know, these bullet points and some of these, you know, things that we're going to be talking about tonight. But the reason it moved me is because it's more than just a building. You know, we don't know the heart of what goes into a lot of businesses, but this is not just a business. This is a community. An event center, and we love to think about how there are, you know, experts coming together that are really doing developmental programs for kids. And I think, you know, we're kind of lost in the society after COVID. We had this conversation before we came on about the numbing out process of social media and not engaging and maybe not having that mentorship that's so important. And so what do you do at the YMCA? Debbie, let's start with you and then we'll go to Helen.
Okay. First of all, thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
I am in development and I'm community outreach. So I do get out in the community through networking, different events. Mostly my goal is to get people in the community to come in
right.
And really see what we do.
Right.
We give them tours. Many people come in for a tour to see if they might even like the location and where we are and what we offer. But my hope is to bring people in really to see and come out with the reaction that you did.
Right.
Where you're finding, wow, there's so much more that we offer at the YMCA.
It's a deeper, I mean, like you talked about, than the swim and gym. I mean, you've got some wonderful outdoor pools, indoor pools, but it's the heart of where you're going as well. Because we look at, you know, we can hear a tagline, we can think about something, but when you get a little deeper into what it's all about, that's why we want to throw this off to Helen Melendez, Vela, like Bella. Sorry, I'll get it
thank
right.
Thank you.
So, Helen, can I call you Helen?
Of course.
Okay. So what do you do with the Y? And thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us. I am a director of family services and mission advancement. So what that means is telling the story of the Y, the social connection, the building communities, like the family services. So we have anything, programs from, you know, babies that are 6 weeks to, I like to say, 150 years old. Like, we span it all. So it is more than that. We are about building and strengthening community. And you talked about the social and isolation. I had just read somewhere that isolation is such a huge epidemic that it's worse than smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Like, what? What does that even mean? And so coming to the Y, it's about building community. You're going to get connection. You're going to make friends.
Well, have you ever seen that show? Okay, two things that are coming out of my mind, thought right now process. There's a show called Alone, where they drop a to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after about 50 days, that's the longest I think somebody's last, maybe 60 days, they just can't handle being out there anymore. They are missing their family, friend, whatever it is. They're missing social connection. So, you know, so it's a very real epidemic. Let's talk about the, when we talk about babies, okay, the first thing I saw, besides the fact that, you know, I walked through the door and the basketball court and all that's to the right, and we walked through, we went to the pool and stuff, is that you have a place for moms and dads that they can have childcare with babies.
Yeah,
can we talk about that?
Absolutely.
And the experts, you don't just drop it off your baby on, put your baby in a hanger thing.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. Let's start there.
Yeah. So they are Montessori inspired child watch is what we call it. So we have a Tiny Tots room and a kid zone. So Tiny Tots, we take babies from 6 weeks to toddlers, 2 to 3 years old. And while the parents are working out, swimming, going to the sauna, or sometimes just sitting down and reading a book, you know, having a respite for a few minutes, an hour and a half, I mean, it makes the difference. You'll see, come into our cafe and you will see moms sometimes just taking a nap on the couch,
okay,
you know,
so
having
a
moment.
When you think about that, both of you, and you know what it costs for childcare, and meanwhile with childcare, it's really, how much is it really developing the child, and then how much is it helping you with your mental health?
Mm-hmm.
You're worried. Now, if you've got your baby in the building, you're going to go, let's say you're having a separation anxiety, you're right upstairs, you're going right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know that they're background checked.
Yes.
That's what we want to talk about.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about background checks and all that stuff. So you know, oh, I'm dropping my baby off, but I need to go, you know, I need to go take a sauna.
Yeah, absolutely. So every single staff member and volunteer, we all live scan them. And through our membership database, we have a program called Raptor. So it's a sex offender screening. We are Presidium Guardians, which is a risk management company that specifically is towards child abuse prevention. So we train on that regularly. Child abuse and child safety and the education around that is a priority for us.
Something that, that's invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's a first point I want to get out for people listening or those who are busy and come back and hear this in the archives. Cause I encourage everybody with all the information that's going to be here in the next hour that you can go back to kcnrradio.com and you can listen back to this show. And we archive all of our shows here on KCNR. So that's important. The first thing is that, okay, and let's talk about child development.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the babies. The babies are interacting. They're with experts that know what to do. And if a baby rolls over and does something that they're equipped, Let's talk about CPR and let's talk about some of the training that one can go through with. What do you get with a membership?
Oh, such a great question. So like Debbie said, Beyond the Swim and Gym, we have programs. We have a CPR and lifeguard, the Red Cross trainings that we provide, that you can sign up through membership. We've also have, go ahead, Debbie.
I was just going to say, on those particular classes, it is something to note. You have your membership, which includes everything you see.
Right.
But something like CPR or lifeguard, you would pay a little extra.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to make sure that people
absolutely.
Understand that's not part of that.
But it's available. You can go into the building, is what we're talking about, and into where the swim and gym is, and have these classes that are a possibility.
Yes.
And I know I need to take a CPR class.
Right.
I mean, I got the old nose, put the nose back, put the mouth. That's my old, you know, pump every 3 seconds. That is archaic.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a new thing that I don't even know what it is, but I certainly would like to be educated about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We have those programs at least once a quarter. In the summertime, we pump it up because we know there's more time available. So lifeguard certification, CPR, first aid, absolutely available.
And think of how wonderful that would be if your kid's a good swimmer and they want to become certified as a lifeguard, and you could do it through the Y.
You can do it through the Y, and it's one of the avenues for working at the Y. We have kids that come through, teenagers that come through, because we hire as young as 15. So it's a great training for them, first place in the, you know, first job in the workplace, and learning all of that. It's a wonderful program.
So the Y also partners with Special Olympics. Can we talk about what does that look like?
Oh, it's so heartwarming. So Special Olympics, they use our pools right now. And, our Y South pool and with our Sharks team, our senior team, they actually are their coaches. And so it's so great to see once again that connection that, the integration into the community. And, this last quarter, they went to their first, swim meet. And so those Sharks and their mentors, their coaches went and cheered them on. And it's just so heartwarming.
Well, we got to take a break. This is How Fast It Goes. This is Linda Bott here on North State Now. And I'm here with Debbie Comente and Helen Melendez, Bella. I like Bella. We're here on North State Now. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk more about membership, Y Club, 80th anniversary, and some of these events that are happening right here in our very town of Reading with the YMCA.
Watch me.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Sellers are really looking for options to help them get the most out of their home. What are some of the home selling options that you like to use?
I think the top three that our sellers typically go with, when we meet with them, we always are trying to get them to sell the home for the maximum value on the multiple listing service utilizing our marketing plan. The second option we offer is what we call our instant offer, where if you need to get sold quickly, we'll buy your home for you and you can get moved right away. We can close in early as 2 weeks or less. And then the final option we have is what we call sell now, but move later. And what that is where you actually can sell your home, you can close, and you still are in your home while you're searching out your next home.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Redding politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory. This stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about here. Welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, always streaming worldwide on KCNRradio.com. This is Linda Bott. Linda Book. We're talking about a book here. Linda Bott, and this is my program, North State Now, that we do on the first Thursday of each month. If there's five Thursdays, we do the first and the fifth. And it's always fun for me bringing in different leaders from our community and people that are doing wonderful things. And tonight, we on this particular segment, we've got Debbie Comente and Helen Melendez Vela from the YMCA celebrating 80 years, and there's going to be a wonderful event coming up for brighter futures. But you know, let's throw it back over to Debbie, and you've got so much that goes on with the membership. I signed up again yesterday.
I'm so proud of you,
and
Carl.
Carl's birthday, yeah. Because we remember some time ago and just whatever things. Anyway, so for his birthday, I gave him a keychain with a little tag on it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Very meaningful.
I think it's wonderful and brings tears to my eyes.
Yes.
The YMCA, we're very proud of our 80 years in this Shasta County, serving Shasta County. It was originated by so many things just to make it happen. And there were three particular men, or it evolved into 15 men that called themselves the Y, as in Y, but wise men.
Right.
And they wanted to bring the YMCA here. So what once was a lumberyard, many years, and then it was a Volkswagen, it then became the YMCA, well, several different places.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are today. We serve all ages, early as 6 weeks up to, as Helen would hope, 150. But I do believe our oldest member is 103, is one of our oldest members. And we offer all so many things. But for some, it is a struggle. We are proud that we have a financial assistance program. And over the years, we've been able to give anywhere from $285, almost $300,000 back to the community, whether it be someone wanting a membership,
mm-hmm.
they'll get a certain percentage off, swimming, the Y Club, which Helen will soon talk about. So we encourage those that are listening and more to come in for a tour. You get a free week. You can try out everything as if you are a member and get to check it out, and hopefully it suits you. We offer over 140 classes. Certainly there's one for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lots of programs for the youngins too, whether it's a fun and fit class, a jiu-jitsu class.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a variety of things that we have going on. And as we like to say, it's a community within a community, because we have a lot of elderly who are widowed, and they don't know where to go, mm-hmm. or what to do. And they come in and they find their space.
So we talked about the fact that you have book clubs. You have mom-to-mom classes.
We have grief groups.
Grief groups. This, who would know?
Right. Right.
Circle That's Talk is a group where you come in and someone leads it, and you talk about life and things that might be
back to the social connection. Yep.
Correct.
That, you know, you would never know. You would think about the why. Okay, there's these. You do have the rooms in the back with the heavy pumping.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're not like dropping weights in here at a bunch of you know. Yeah. So you can really there. I would just encourage everybody to walk through the door and ask for a tour and see. The kids area where there's ping pong tables and they're hanging out after school. They get to do their thing. The swimming classes, inside saltwater, outside, indoor. There's a sauna, and several different gathering rooms and classes.
There's no place like us. They're just different. Yeah. You know, it is really that gathering space and, you know, Y Club, the area that you talked about with the foosball and, you know, pool tables. We get between 2:30 and 5:30 during the school year, we get over 250 teens that come through our program. And I'm serving what we call suppers every day, up to 150 kids that are coming through, and sometimes it's their last meal of the day. And so we have homework help. We've got supervised, like the kids love to game and play Mario Brothers and, you know, Roblox, and you're so worried about what are they doing online. Well, we've got mentors there, and they're supervising, and we're knowing that they're not getting into trouble. And it's such a special place where the teens can just come. We hear about them just being on their phones and they're not engaging. Well, guess what? They get to come here and they throw down their backpack, and we've got beanbags. And they're connecting with each other, you know.
In the kids area, do you have, when you talk about mentors, would you also call them like kids counselors?
Yeah.
Like
I mean,
you saw a kid over there on his phone and he was withdrawn. You've got somebody who's trained.
And we're engaging with them.
Yeah.
It's part of our training that we do. And we have community partners that help us as well. And how, you know, mental health. Like
mental health is the big deal right now.
With the teens, right? Like it
for everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah.
And you just talk about our youth, you know, and I know it sounds kind of corny. Yes, they're our future, and we got to care about them. And where do they go to hang out? They can come to the Y, especially after school. You know, stay out of trouble. They're going to be here. You're going to have consistent, safe adults around you. It's really wonderful to develop those relationships.
And we talked about, and finally, we discussed this really quickly. I'm just going to say this, that in the kids that maybe want to be athletic, but they're nervous to be athletic because they may not be all that on the football team or all that on the baseball team, they can go to the Y and feel like they're being selected.
Absolutely. We've got pickleball. We've got, if you don't want to do the big basketball court, we've got a half court. And, you know, as recesses are getting shorter and shorter, club sports are so expensive and not accessible to all. You can come to the Y, and you know, some of the kids are embarrassed. I don't know how to play basketball. Well, here it's a safe space to learn.
All right. And final words. We've got 3 minutes left. Debbie, start with you.
Well, we want to encourage and let everyone know we are celebrating our 80 years, September 26th. And it is open to the community. You can go online and purchase tickets. It really is going to be a celebration, and we want to share our growth over the 80 years. We'll have some emotional videos of members from way back all the way to current. I highly encourage you all to check that out. And we also encourage you to come in for a tour. We welcome anyone to come in. You don't have to join. It's really about getting to know what we have. Mm-hmm. If it meets your needs, we'd love to have you join. And financial assistance is available.
And finally, can we talk about the meals that you have served?
Oh my gosh, my heart's
our
a
community.
Sensitive spot right now. It's a good way to end.
Ellen,
I saw that in the afternoon.
So this summer we served over 7,000 meals. I'm going to get emotional.
Oh, yeah.
The families are hurting right now. It's financially hard. We have families that, and this is open to the community. Anybody can come. So it's part of the routine. We see families with multiple children coming down, moms and dads saying, if it wasn't for you, we don't know what we would do.
And we're not talking chicken nuggets.
We are not talking chicken nuggets.
The five food groups.
Yes. I mean, the stuff that we're serving is delicious. So fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. We have sub sandwiches, grilled cheese. We're doing all kinds of really, you know, fun, engaging, attractive food that the kids are like, wait a minute, I've never had tuna before. I don't like tuna. Oh, but you know what? I just tasted it. This is delicious. Mm. And the moms are saying, what is your recipe? And I mean, exposing them to all kinds of different foods has been just a gift. And just seeing the families come and line up and, know that
there's something outside of chicken nuggets, being told no or being bullied. Now you're included. This is your chance to grow, try something new. You're watching other people, you know, do it. And so, and with a heart.
Yeah.
So that is the imparting words here, is that the YMCA and the expansion of the YMCA, along with the new area that you guys are going to build and have built and including on, is just one big, great, big heart of the community.
There's no place like this place. That's
There's
our
no
motto.
Place like this place. That's right. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining
Thank
me.
You.
We're going to make this in the morning too. Once a month, we like to have you come back on. So our morning listeners, because I know
that.
There's a lot of people, this will tug on their heartstrings about what am I doing? I'm sitting here alone, or you know, I need to get my kids involved, or I'm going to just drop my kids off, or do this family package, and the kids are going to be, when it's time to pick them up from school, they're going to go to the Y for a couple hours, and you can do homework, you can play some sports, you can swim, there's all kinds of things to do.
Yep.
That's it.
We're excited.
All
right.
Thank you so much.
And coming back from the break, we're going to come, Nancy Sutton Pierce is in the house. Oh, y'all, you've been waiting for a long time. To hear what's going on, Nancy, you can't wait. We've got some good stuff. We'll be right back.
That was so fun.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting thin meals.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees? 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Got an old car sitting in your yard? Donate it to Reading Piano Angels. We accept all kinds of vehicles. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, motorcycles, even trailers and go-karts. Thanks to local support, Piano Angels has provided over 600 pianos to families, schools, churches, senior homes, and nonprofits across Northern California. Donate today by visiting readingpianoangels.com or call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903.
Good morning. I say good morning. Oh, my God. What am I thinking? I guess I sit at this table in the same place in the mornings, but it's, we are here on the 6th of August, and I'm so happy to be here tonight. I really feel blessed to be here, and this is KCNR, because I've got love in my heart. First of all, you know, just covered some of the great stuff that's going on in the Y, but with the YMCA, but I've got a good friend here that's a long time sister, from a different mister. She had a show here for conscious living, you would know, and she had a yoga studio in town. So I've been a mentor, a good friend, and really on top of, promoting and, supporting women in life changing moments, helping them find their inner goddess, if you will, strengthening on so many levels, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And we're talking about Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. She is an intimacy sanctuary guide, international somatic educator. You got to help me with that one. And former OB nurse who worked, and work sits at the intersection of intimacy, ecology, and women's lived experience. She holds a doctoral degree, which I'm so proud of her, in clinical sexology, and has spent more than four decades helping women understand the deeper architecture of their relationship. Beautifully written, by the way, not just the emotions, but the systems underneath them, which is what we're going to get into tonight. How we've evolved or not. She's the creator of the Intimacy Sanctuary, a multi-generational refuge for women, and the author of The Intimacy Equation, a groundbreaking exploration of how shared responsibility, attunement, and relational co-leadership create the climate where intimacy can actually thrive long term. And that's what you've been specializing in, from what I understand. Good evening, Nancy.
Hi.
I'm so happy to be here.
Take a break.
I know. It's like when I write out my resume, it takes me 3 days.
Wow.
It's just gotten done. I mean, it's like, can we just dumb down some of those words, you know, sonic? No, I mean, no, just somatic.
Somatic.
Yeah.
Well, that's all about sensory.
Yeah.
Right? And we're sensory beings. We experience life through our senses.
Oh, yes.
Right? Sight, sound.
Completely.
Taste, touch, you know.
Food.
Everything. So when you work with people somatically, you're helping them know their life experience through their senses. And that's where we hold memory.
Right.
Is what we felt.
Right.
And so when I work with people that have had trauma, mm-hmm. we have to start there because it's hiding in their body.
It's hiding. I believe in that cell memory.
Yeah.
I believe in cell memory big time. And what makes you stop? What makes you feel a certain thing where you may, it could have been an accident, could have been birth, it could have been fear, it could have been, like you said, some kind of trauma that is held in your jaw, in your neck, in your body, in your sexual organs.
Absolutely. There's a saying, we rarely remember what someone said to us, but we always remember how we felt in their presence.
True.
And so if you feel safe, if you feel respected, if you feel like somebody really cares about you and is interested in you, you're going to remember them and your experience with them in a whole different light than if there's the opposite. And so that's what I work with couples and singles in relationships now, is what is their somatic experience in their relationships. And I can tell you, I've been doing this for 11 years now in that field, just the sexology field, since I got my doctorate.
My gosh. And 11 years just flew by.
Yes.
Because I remember when you were going through it.
Yeah. And I work with people globally.
Right.
I mean, I've been to China 3 times, all over Europe, the Caribbean, all over the United States. So it's there. I get to see and meet women and couples from all different cultures. And really the bottom line is always the same. Does that person feel safe and valued and like they can thrive in the midst of that relationship? My yoga teacher, Mukunda Stiles, said to me probably 25 years ago now, he said, before I did any of this, you're going to teach couples how to love. And he said, because life is all about relationships. There's really nothing else that matters. Because, and when you think about it, everything that we live for, work for, breathe for is our interpersonal relationships. And when those are out of balance, nothing feels right. So, I'm doing a lot of writing, a lot of anthropologic study and research.
So let's go back to that word you just used, anthropologic studying.
Mm-hmm.
So you can break that down for our listeners, not like our listeners are stupid. But I mean, you know, when you are studying and dealing with words on a higher vibration, and they just are like, that's what that means. Tell us what that particular means. Just get layman.
Well, take where we've been, right? How we got here, but where we've been. So when we look back over human history as far back as we can identify and learn about who we were and what we did at, during those different times in existence, we see that back in the beginning, both men and women were hunters, both men and women were gatherers, both men and women took care of the children, both men and women. That was a very much more egalitarian life. You had to be. It's like if you own a farm now, right? Everybody works on the farm. It's a multiple participation sport. So everybody has to be involved. It wasn't until humans industrialized that we moved into this more patriarchal system where men ruled and everybody else obeyed. So men went to the factories to work, went to work. Instead of working in their culture, in their tribe, or in their farm.
Mm-hmm.
And women were needed to stay home and take care of the family. That worked for a time when we are equal humans concept. As soon as we learned a hierarchy where man is more powerful than woman, and woman is now not given any freedoms. She isn't her own free agent. She can't leave. She can't get divorced. She can't get a job. She can't have a bank account. She can't have any money. She has no freedom. So she's trapped. And when we trap people, doesn't matter who they are, they are going to respond in a negative way. They're not going to be happy because they don't feel free. Human beings, like animals, we need to feel free. So when we take that freedom away from people, they're not going to be cooperative. They are not going to feel valued or safe. So soon, a lot of times people think, oh, back in the day when we had, you know, good old-fashioned relationships, right? Marriage, my grandparents' marriage lasted 70 years, mm-hmm. 80 years. Well, that was because women couldn't leave. They had no rights to leave. They couldn't get a divorce. They couldn't get a checking account. They couldn't get a job. Didn't have their own money. So they were trapped. It was a bit of a slavery situation. Then once in the 60s, when we developed or we began to see that laws needed to change, and the no-fault divorce laws came in, women were able to escape. When that happened, the murder rate of women went down, the suicide rate of women went down, and the illness and violent crimes went down in family relationships. So we know that when women are in toxic relationships, if they don't have an escape hatch, a lot of bad things happen. So that's kind of the anthropologic view. But in that system where women were, back in the day, when they were responsible for running the home, I call it the household operational manager. Right?
I like that.
So, because they are running a household business, right?
Right?
You're running everything. When they were doing that, it had no value. But they were forced to do it. They weren't being paid to do it. So I call it the invisible job. Because in my expose that I've written, that'll be on my website this week, it talks about this invisible job where women have the mental, emotional, and cognitive load of having to think of and be responsible for everything for everybody in that household.
Mm-hmm.
When a man and a woman are living separately, they are each responsible for themselves. They know where their own socks are. They mm-hmm. know where their own shoes are. Where they're due at the dentist appointment, they take care of themselves, right? But what's happened is, because of this, we didn't awaken the culture. We didn't upload a new operating system. That as soon as people get married or couple, man and woman, what happens is it suddenly defaults to her. The entirety of the household operational system.
The shopping, the ironing, the cleaning.
It's not just the tasks.
Yeah.
The tasks you could delegate, right? It's the responsibility for them. It's thinking about what needs to be washed and how it should be washed and when it needs to be washed. And if you have something for the dry cleaners, which dry cleaners and what day do you take it and what day do you pick it up? It's the groceries. What's in the refrigerator? What's in the cupboard? Always have an inventory. I don't know about you, but I catch myself walking through my house doing a mental scan. I feel like my brain is a scanner. Mentally noticing where everything is, because I know somebody's going to ask me for something at some point, and I always know where it is.
And on that note, let's take a break.
Okay.
Because right now, where that is a commercial break. And I'm here with Nancy Sutton Pierce. Dr. Pierce here, and we want to hear about your expose, but it's true. How many of you do a mental scan, ladies listening, about, and how many times do your husbands say, where's the milk? And it's right in front of them. What is that? Is that a man thing?
It is, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
All right. Welcome back to our North State Now edition. Tonight we are live and I have Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce with me here. This is Linda Bott. Thanks for joining us. We've been talking about the invisible job and Nancy's work, her research. She had a show here for 10 years, Nancy, that was Conscious Living. And you have just done some major renovation and what do you want to call it? Renovating. Maybe that's not the best terminology about
reinventing.
Yeah, reinventing yourself and educating yourself and expanding yourself. And like you said, you've been around, working with couples and individuals around the world, in relationships, whatever their hang-ups are or whatever they aren't. In relationships. So we talked about something, I just want to quickly get to it before we get into some of the work that you're doing and we can direct people to your website. And that's what is it, and I know people are listening right now, when somebody opens up, you don't hear this from women. You hear it from men. Well, maybe you do from women. I just don't know anybody that says, where's the milk? Where's the this? Where's the that? And it's right in front of them. What is that?
It's usually one thing behind, right? And so I can hide things from Mark by putting them back one layer in the fridge because he doesn't ever look. He won't mind I say that because he knows. And so men are not taught to look and see the global picture in a household. Because men, from the time they're infants, are taught that the household is the woman's domain. This is our patriarchal system, right?
Okay.
And that's not a criticism of men. I'm not a man hater. I love my husband.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a patriarchal system that was set up, designed for this. And that is that men were thought to be the providers.
Mm-hmm.
and women were thought to be the caretakers. And so if little boys and little girls are messaged very differently growing up, even in the same family, they will be given very different messages about their responsibilities. A little girl will be taught, now look out, there's your brother's shoes. Make sure you pick those up and put them on the stairs so he can find them later. Here, check this out. Do you have your brother's lunch? Do you have your lunch? So a girl's taught to look for everybody's things, and a boy is taught to manage his own. So then a boy grows up into be a man, and he's still doing the same thing. They can manage their keys, their wallet, and their phone. That's their three items that when they leave a house, I tell a story about it in my expose. Those are their three items that they, you know, that they need. And they're not looking where my purse is or where my keys are, where I know where his wallet is and his phone is and his keys are. So we're raised very differently in that. So when that you come into a household, the default is the woman. And suddenly she's responsible, she has the cognitive responsibility for everybody in the household. If a woman is, that's all she's doing, that is a lot. Because that's 24/7. Mm-hmm. It's unpaid, you don't get a W-2, it's there's no 401k, nobody recognizes what you're doing until you stop doing it. Because it's unseen, it's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's knowing what she's thinking all the day. Nobody knows what wakes her up at 3 a.m. thinking, my God, did I make Johnny's dentist appointment? Did I do this?
Right.
But so
did
then,
I put that away? Oh my God. I don't know if I put the milk away. Let's talk about that.
14% of households in the United States are the old traditional trad wife concept, where the woman stays home, takes care of the family, and the man goes to work.
14%?
Only 14%.
Oh. Okay.
So women are in the workforce in mass numbers. But when women went into the workforce, nobody renegotiated, or many didn't renegotiate, what the household operating system management was going to look like. So now she's got two full-time jobs. And I see this in young women I know who have small children, whose partner believes that their children are her primary responsibility, the meals are her primary responsibility. She has a full-time job. She's a career person. And so he'll say, well, tell me what to do. Ask me. And so that, for her, that's just one more person
to
manage.
One more job.
Right? That's one more job. So in my expose and in my book that I'm writing, the intimacy equation, because when you do that for very long, I can tell you that intimacy goes out the door. Intimacy shuts down. Women are exhausted mentally, emotionally, physically, especially women with young children who have children tugging at them all day, and then the man tugs at them, and they feel like they've got two littles or three littles and one big,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this is all about renegotiating the household operating management system. And I actually have worksheets, and I do counseling
really?
To help couples work through the worksheets so that when you move in with somebody, these are conversations that we have to have. We have to bring it out into the open so that people, men can see it with their own eyes what the woman is dealing with. Because I think when men see this, when they recognize all the things that are going on in her mind 24/7, they will start to understand. Maybe that's why she's exhausted by 9 p.m. Maybe that's why she can't even imagine adding something like a vacation to the list, because that's probably something else she has to plan.
Well, I have a question. With the couples that you have counseled, how many of the men in these sessions with the women or couples will they say, well, my mom?
All of them.
Okay. Because they have this vision.
It's how they're raised.
This
right?
vision of their
right.
mother that did everything.
Right.
And they didn't really have to even think about it.
Who didn't have to think about it?
The boys. The men right. didn't have to really think about it because their mom did it. And they just think that automatically how they grew up that their now current wife or partner should just do it effortlessly like their mother did.
And their mother didn't do it effortlessly.
No.
In the 50s, women were on antidepressants. They were on uppers for the daytime, downers for nighttime. They were alcoholics. They were committing suicide, and they were ending up in insane asylums. It wasn't a it wasn't the golden era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women were miserable. So looking back anthropologically at the reality of what was happening in these families, no wonder we've morphed.
So we never had to Leave It to Beaver.
No.
Or Donna Reed.
Just on TV.
Donna Reed.
And even they were, the behind the scenes stuff, you know, was gnarly. So this
gnarly.
This is really about opening up the conversation. Because I've been with my husband, I was just telling Linda, this week will be 40 years that we've been together.
Man.
So I do speak from experience in how to maintain a long-term relationship that's